flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah. Yeah. 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. We really do. As always. Three solid hours coming your way. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, solid infectious hours. Three solid infectious hours.
Get up in you and just infect
get up
you.
In you, man. Make you have to take a shot.
Yeah, you're going to need a shot.
Yeah, you're going to get a shot
after this one.
Yeah, man. What's happening, man? I'm
going to have you dripping.
Yeah, dog.
As gross. Sorry.
You know, yeah, that was pretty
bad.
You went a little too far.
Yep.
But,
yep, that was gross.
Get a day closer to the Super Bowl.
STD, a sports transmitted disease.
Obviously, the Hawks are playing on. I'm trying to talk over that.
I know.
The Hawks are playing on national TV tonight.
Yes.
And with the trade deadline, I don't know, but it just seems like it's something's going to happen.
I agree with you.
I don't know.
It's bubbling.
It just feels like something's going to.
It's bubbling.
Because there's the big dogs are they hungry. They're starving. The Warriors, they're starving. Mm-hmm. And something's going to shake up. I won't be surprised something happened here that we don't expect.
I would either.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's funny to be like.
Yeah.
Something we don't expect wouldn't surprise us, right?
Yeah.
But that's where it is right
yeah.
now. Like, after what happened over the weekend, and then, you know, again, De'Aaron Fox is going to make his debut tonight.
With
Wemby. Well, he's active.
Okay.
We'll see. I would imagine he will.
So does this put CP3 to the bench, right?
I would have to think. Or maybe they can find a way to play together,
okay.
But I don't know. But, I mean, that trade being so second fiddle because of how crazy the thing that happened over the weekend was with Luka. And then KD wants to move. There was a trade earlier.
Does he want
today.
To move?
KD?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
I would. If I
That's
was
what
him.
I'm saying. Like, because now you're hearing about the rumors to him. And is it one of those things where KD went to them, went to Phoenix like, hey, I got 1 year left. I ain't going to resign.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's find a different place.
Right.
I heard a rumor this morning that he was interested in going to Washington.
To who? Washington Commanders?
Yeah, he wants to go join the
Commanders. Wait, you want to go play football?
Yeah.
I know he's from there. And
I know. That's the only possible explanation.
I know he's from there.
He somehow wants to finish his career where he's from.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation.
Okay.
Because they got nothing. Now, they traded Kyle Kuzma this morning to the Bucks.
Kind of good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah,
he's out of Washington.
Yeah, get the
Malcolm
out of
Brogdon's
there.
Like, what about me? Somebody trade for me. Get me out of here.
Yeah,
and then Jordan Poole's like, what about me? And everyone's like, nope. You can stay right over there.
But, yeah, I mean, home is cool. I go visit. I'm pretty sure Ms. Wanda still live over there.
Yeah.
I go visit mama.
Plane tickets. Yeah, they got airports.
Yeah, she come to every damn game. So you going to see your mama.
I know. That one made me chuckle a little
ain't
bit.
No way in the hell I'm going to no damn Washington.
No, you got to try not to do
is
that.
Is it
going to
be the new center for the Nationals?
They could probably use he probably got a pretty good like middle reliever arm or something like that out of the bullpen.
Yeah, man. How tall was Randy Johnson?
6'10".
Okay, they're about the same height. Yeah. So yeah. But
the right-handed Randy Johnson.
But I think it's gonna be interesting because all the stuff that you're reading and hearing and certain people that I listen to and like Windhorse here, I'll listen to him because
he tends to know.
Especially Shams and everything. And if you're telling me that the one person that seems like they're holding the whole league up. Is Bradley Beal is the funniest thing in the world to me, man.
I know it is, though, because he has a
no-trade clause. Bradley Beal is holding up free agency, kind of.
Yeah, it's
you know
insane.
What I mean? It's crazy.
That's why he didn't give people no-trade clauses.
Yeah, Bradley said, I don't want to uproot my family. Right for this old brother. But Bradley's holding everything up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy would already be there. I think a lot of stuff would have been done already. But Bradley Beal sitting there with that no trade clause, like, nah.
Is there any part of that that's, like, uncomfortable at all? Because they want to trade him.
Yeah.
His teammate, he doesn't really play that much. He hasn't played. He makes $50 million a year.
Right.
They're not good anyway.
Right.
So, like, people are kind of looking at him in the locker room a little, come on, man. We're, like, this close to getting Jimmy Butler. If you just move, you know, just go live in Miami. Like, your kids can stay here and then whatever, but you want to see them every day. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not trying to tell somebody how to, you know, how to live their life, there's a real stubbornness to that.
Yeah, and I'll be the same way.
Because he's going to get $50 million
exactly.
wherever
but
he plays.
But it's like one of them things, I don't want to go somewhere where I don't want to go. Now, if y'all could get me, and I don't know where he wants to go, but if you get me to where I want to go, then fine, let's do this.
Yeah.
But then the other team's like, well, we don't want to pay you $50 million.
But no one does. Yeah. Why would anyone want to pay Bradley Beal $50
million? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's why I'm like, is this what's holding everything up? Is Bradley Beal a big part of it?
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler kind of being picky about where he wants to go, and the, you know, the Heat being picky about where they want to send him, certainly holding things up. I don't know. What else is, you know, something's going to shake over the next 24 hours for sure. I just wonder, like, if I'm the Hawks, like, everything has to be on the table, right? Like, you're, you know, you got some young guys that you're building around for sure. But, like, Luka just got traded.
Yes.
So everything's
and I
possible.
Think everybody in the league now is like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the players.
You might be calling teams that you wouldn't have called otherwise
a lot of
because
the
that just happened.
Because that just happened, even if they won't trade them. But now they call and ask.
Just ask.
I'm sure, I mean, you know what I mean? I think that's the biggest thing now. And I think a lot of the, like I said, a lot of the players, I don't want to say they're on edge, but they're like, okay, if Luka could go.
Yeah. I think they might be a little on edge.
You think so?
Like, Anthony Edwards called the owner of the Timberwolves and was like, hey, if you're going to trade me, just tell me. He might have been joking.
Because the biggest thing about this Luka thing, none of the players knew.
Yeah. I think that's adding to
–
anyone knew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's adding to the reaction to it because in this day and age – there's just very little that happens in sports that there's no buildup to at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, De'Aaron Fox got traded. That's a big deal. Like, that's a power shift in the Western Conference. Certainly nice for the Spurs. But everybody knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Or at least there were indications that it might.
Right.
When Jimmy Butler gets traded, no one's going to be surprised. I know Bradley Beal's holding things up, but it wouldn't be surprised if he ends up getting moved. Like, it's not very often that something just comes out of nowhere. And there's not even like, you know, there's not even a hint anywhere at all that it might happen. And I think that's, you know, we're just not used to that these days. These days, normally when stuff happens in sports, unless it happens in the game, stuff happens in games, it's surprising. But like when it's these transactions, somebody tips us off beforehand.
Right.
Nobody wakes up Sunday morning and Shams never has to send 5 tweets to clarify that he's not joking and that he didn't get hacked. Like, I think that's adding to the reaction to it for sure. And then maybe it has people on edge. I don't know. But maybe it has general managers more open-minded than they otherwise would have been. Or maybe not. Maybe there's more general managers that are just like, well, that was this really stupid thing to do. Like, that guy just signed his death warrant. I'm not doing that. I'm going to hang on to my stars. The last thing I want to do is be thought of as the guy who made the dumbest trade in NBA history.
Yeah, because like if he goes out and says for instance, he goes and gets somebody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, to come in there. Like
say
he gets Kevin Durant to come to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make up?
No.
It doesn't.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Because the problem is like this is going to be a lingering issue. Like they might be better than the Lakers for the remainder of the year if Anthony Davis can be healthy and they can win some games. So they got to win a championship.
Yeah.
And if they don't, Luka's 25.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in Los Angeles, even if Luka's slightly less good than he's been.
What makes us think that?
Even if he is, like, even if the whatever the thing is that they think that he can't deal with, like, if he's just going to be out of shape or whatever it is, like, even if Luka's 80% Luka, he's still one of the best players in the NBA.
Luka is pissed off right now.
That's the thing too. Now Luka, for the first time in his career, is genuinely motivated by something.
Yes.
Like his path has been pretty sweet.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like he came up through the ranks of Europe and he dominated in the league that he was in over there and was awesome and gets drafted and he's a rookie of the year and he's a 5-time first team all NBA guy before he's 25. He's in the NBA finals and he's able to do it just kind of on like, you know, he's working.
Yeah.
Probably not working as hard as he could have.
Right.
Otherwise, he'd still be there, mm-hmm. among other reasons. But, like, yeah, now he's genuinely, okay. Like, it's, you ever get broken up with by somebody and you know why they broke up with you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, dudes have had this happen all the time. Like, she broke up with you basically because she thinks you're chubby.
Yes.
And now she's with a dude who's really, really fit. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do? Get in the gym.
Right.
You get in the gym and you work. You just got dumped because you're fat.
Right.
What are you going to do? Not be fat anymore?
Yeah.
Like, that it happens.
Like this dude.
You're going to fix your flaw because it just got exposed. You just got told you're ugly on national
but
TV.
But that's what I'm saying. Just imagine that with him.
Yeah, right.
Because this dude was killing folks fat, out of shape, as they wanted to say.
I know, that's the thing. I think like, you really, you're going to try to sell me on, well, I don't think we can win with him because of this, that. I mean, fat, quote unquote. By the way, like, you know, most people would like to have that body type.
It's yeah.
Pretty fine.
But
anyway, I know most people aren't professional basketball players. He was in the NBA Finals last year.
Yes, he was.
With all that. So,
yes. I mean, league scoring.
Yeah, maybe if you know, he works in a couple salads and maybe gets on the treadmill a little bit more often, imagine what he can do if he takes the fitness part of it a little bit more seriously. I don't know. It does feel like something's going to happen, though. Certainly something is going to happen with the Hawks.
Like it.
You know, whether it's, you know, small, and at this point it feels small because we've been predicting it for so long, like Bogey or Capella. It's still, I just feel like, I don't know, DeAndre Hunter's got to have some interest around the league just based on what he's doing this year and the role that he's playing.
Right.
Like, there's just,
I'm sure there is.
There's always a premium on guys that can come off the bench and get buckets.
Yep.
And he's proved that he can
I'm
do that.
I'm pretty sure he, I think if you were to rank it right now as far as players that you think that are, that if teams call, they think they're available here in Atlanta. I think he's one. I think he might be the first one.
In terms of like the guy that would have the most interest around the league?
I think so.
Yeah, I think, yeah, yeah. That's reasonable. Yeah. That's reasonable to say. He's got a really nice contract.
Yes.
He's, you know, he looks that good in the role that he's in right now. I don't know. I wonder how many calls they're getting on Trey.
Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're getting calls.
Well, I mean,
honestly.
Yeah. Like Luka been turned Luka.
Yeah.
Like that's a big, like, yeah, so I'm assuming that now the Hawks would never move Trey at this moment.
I don't know,
but I mean that's just something like
I can't say that.
Well, I mean, obviously anybody can be moved if Luka can move, mm-hmm. can be moved. But
then also there's a little bit of like, there's a little rationality behind it too.
But the thing about it is you got the upgrade for Trey is slim if you're talking about moving
sure,
him
for sure.
as far as the players that you could trade for him
for sure
it's slim.
But if you're thinking about it from the standpoint of like kind of where the Mavericks were coming from, where it's like, all right, we're about to have to pay this guy all this money,
mm-hmm.
and because Trey's right there too, he's coming up, and you know it's not too far away. We're gonna have to get another contract in there. The guys that you're building around him with are not that much younger, but they are younger than
right.
him. You're talking about Risa Shea, who's 19, Jalen, who's 21. I know he's hurt for the rest of the mm-hmm. year, but he's 21. Daniels, who's 22. Like, that little core right there,
right.
those guys are all super young.
Correct.
Trey, about to get the second max.
I agree.
I don't know. Like, this just, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, with the Luka thing,
right.
sort of
it makes it
coloring
it makes
this
it,
trade deadline.
It makes it not as crazy.
Yeah, and I'm like, huh, I don't know. Maybe
yeah.
maybe they'll take some calls.
Yeah, like, it makes it not it sound as crazy.
I don't
as
know
it probably,
what you'd have to get to convince you'd have to get a billion draft picks, but I don't know. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like it now, it seems like more like teams are looking at that from a standpoint of damn. Especially if say for instance you got a ring already. Like you're like, well, I can move off of one of these dudes. Like, can you move off Jalen Brown now if you're Boston because you got the ring?
Yeah.
You still got Jason Tatum.
I wouldn't.
Hell no, I wouldn't. Hell no, I wouldn't.
But like. If you're trying to add that one last piece to get the ring, you know, like if you think you're a, you know, you're a guard, a point guard away from being one of those teams, I don't know who that team is at this point. Timberwolves.
You put Trey with them.
It'd be incredible.
You put Trey with Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Trying to think, what other teams need a guy like that? Spurs would have, like,
yeah.
that was, De'Aaron Fox won that battle, by the way.
How does he defend?
All these, he's okay. all right. When he tries. All these guards were like, get me there. I want to be Wemby's running mate for
yes.
the next. And De'Aaron Fox won it. Because there was rumors about everybody, including Trey.
Yeah.
There was rumors about Trey in the offseason. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error because we had walkthrough. And so when you walk through, they don't really know what you could have done or couldn't have done. If we had had a full speed practice, I would not have been on the report because I would have done everything.
There you go. So that's Kirk back from between weeks 10 and 11 after he got the hit against the Saints that upset his shoulder and elbow.
Upset it. I like that.
Yeah. Because we can't say hurt, you know, because it wasn't on injury report.
Upset.
So it upset his elbow and shoulder to the point where he was on the injury report that Wednesday, but they didn't practice. It was just a walkthrough, so who really knows?
Right.
And then he said it was a clerical error because had we actually practiced, I would have participated. And then he wasn't on the injury report again for the remainder of the season.
Right.
So we talked a lot about this yesterday. Obviously, everybody did. Kirk Cousins going on NFL Network and saying, yeah, I got hurt against the Saints, and that's why I played bad. So the reaction was what it was, understandably. And one of the things we said yesterday was, I wonder if Kirk will walk this back,
no,
given the opportunity, and say, that's not what I meant. Because people do that all the time.
Yeah.
They say exactly what they meant to say, and then they're like, ah, that was out of context. He didn't do that. He actually did the opposite. He doubled down on it. He went with Diana Rossini of The Athletic and said, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Got banged up against the Saints, and that's why I didn't play good for the remainder of the season. That's what took place. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I think there it is.
It lies.
I'm not expecting him because, again, he's in a position where he's trying to let it be known,
yes,
to other teams that I was hurt. That's why I played the way I played. Right or so, whatever. That explains to me why I played the way I played. But this don't help the Falcons at all.
I don't know how it works.
How it helps the Falcons. Ain't nobody trained for Kirk Cousins.
Right. Because if that's
the thought process. Because they know the Falcons have to cut him.
Right. They have to cut him.
They have to cut him.
There's not going to be a bidding war to get him.
No. Like, unless you're putting a player in the trade or something like that, some miraculous type thing.
Or a draft pick.
Or something. A high draft pick.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody trading for Kirk.
Yeah, everybody knows the position that you're in. This is the same position, not exactly the same, but a similar position that the Broncos were in with Russell Wilson.
Yes.
That other teams have been in with other quarterbacks that you don't have any leverage.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's damaged goods. You have his replacement. You already started him. You've talked all. One thing that everyone can agree on is the future is at least bright, interestingly, at quarterback with a young guy.
Right.
You know who the starting quarterback of the team is. You're not keeping a quarterback for $40 million
to
be your backup, nor are you giving a backup player a $10 million roster bonus.
It's not happening.
You're going to cut him.
You're going to cut him.
So
there's nobody is. The big thing this for right here, it helps the Falcons save face.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Maybe. we can get to that.
Who they mad at?
Who's mad at?
Who people mad at?
Right now they're mad at Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, con man, all this other stuff.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you can say the Falcons should never signed him, or not, but they were 6-3.
No, not that.
They were 6-3.
I think the response to me now is like, and I, look.
How did you not know?
Exactly. Be as mad at Kirk Cousins as you want. Kirk Cousins is not going to be a Falcon for very much longer. So say whatever you say. Say whatever you want to say about him. You can be mad about him. He no longer has an impact on the Falcons' future.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, you're going to, except for the fact that you're going to have to pay him all this money to go away. Now, because you can't worry about the guy that did that, whether he lied or whatever. Yeah. And it seems like that's probably what happened. He withheld how bad the injury was in an attempt to preserve his starting job because he was worried about Penix
behind
him.
Exactly what he did. Exactly what he did.
Okay. That's fine. Now you sort of turn your eyesight a little bit, at least I do, to the people that are in charge of noticing stuff like that.
You see that I was in a situation with a quarterback, and he was injured, but it wasn't the fact that he was scared to lose his job because our backup wasn't as good as he was, but it was a thing where our coach came in. We all saw it. We all saw, like, damn. And he benched him. He benched him. You know, and, yo, if you're sitting at the Super Bowl, you can look at where the games were and who was playing what and the opponent. They were not going to bench him before the Minnesota game.
No.
There was no way that was
understandable.
There was no way that was
going to happen. Unless he flat out came to him and was like, hey, my shoulder's jacked.
And then he threw through whatever. Still didn't look good, in my opinion.
You're talking – no, wait, hang on. We got to go back before that. They weren't going to bench him before the Broncos game because the Broncos game was the next week.
Yeah, they might
have. Now, they might have seen some
stuff.
You
looked at – because who they played before the Broncos?
Before the Broncos was the Saints game.
Exactly. So they're not going to bench him. He had a bad game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how you
look at the Broncos game.
He had a bad game.
Then he had a bye.
Yeah. And everybody had a bad game against the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody had a bad game against the Broncos.
Then you had the Chargers.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's why we keep up. Well, you should have started in the bye week. The whole team had a bad game against the Broncos. Go back and watch that Broncos game. The Broncos kicked the Falcons' ass in every aspect of football.
Bo Nix played the best game of his life.
That's why I'm saying, like benching him and putting Michael Penix at the bye week, you should have bench everybody and put all replacements in because that's how bad the Broncos beat their ass.
That's how bad that game was.
Okay, so you got
again,
the bye week.
If part of that was because his shoulder was hurt,
but
and you're a coach watching that,
did you watch
something wrong with him?
Did you watch this game, that Broncos game, and think it was all Kurt?
No,
they had to answer.
I didn't. And I didn't start thinking that until the Chargers game, and I was like, What the hell's wrong with this guy?
Okay, so the Charger game, but yet you're still in a one possession game. You don't want to bring Michael in at that moment. All right, rightfully so. Whatever.
I'm not saying you got to bring him in the fourth quarter because I understand teams don't do that.
What was the next game?
But I think it would have been totally reasonable. The next game after that was the Viking game.
They were not bitching for the Viking game.
But maybe they should have.
Maybe they should have. We're right. We're on the same page with that. But they were not going to bench him going back to Minnesota. That was never going to happen.
Because of that?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. I'm just sorry. It was never going to happen.
Just out of respect to the legacy.
They weren't gonna bench him.
Clearly not.
No,
They
weren't gonna bench him. They weren't gonna bench
him. I hope that's not why.
He was still a starting quarterback.
I know, but if they're worried, damn, he played really bad against the Chargers.
About it was,
he looks like crap. I wonder if something's wrong with him. Well, we can't bench him because he used to play for the Vikings.
I'm not necessarily saying that's the
only
reason.
Okay, I thought that's what you were saying.
But they're not gonna bench him. They were not gonna bench him.
Because if we're making choices based on that.
But it's not even about making choices. It's just what it was. It was like, okay, he threw four interceptions, he played bad, but we were still in the football game because our defense played good and the Chargers offense didn't have anybody.
Right.
All right. Well, do we want to send Michael into a hostile environment in Minnesota? Whatever. Whatever. That's his damn job to go in a hostile environment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Back to the whole thing. Yeah, he's out there letting the league know that I was hurt, blah, blah, blah. He's going to be asked again while he's down there. He's going to say the same story.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody might come back and say, well, the people in Atlanta are thinking this or something like that. It always goes back to something I always talk about with athletes. We feel like we can push through things. And you look at it from saying, I got to play through it. That's basically what he was saying. I tried to play through it.
Sure.
I thought it never responded the right way.
Sure.
That's most athletes. That's what we do.
But that's what the people around you are for.
Yes.
Right? That's what coaches and trainers and other, it's not your decision, ultimately.
Yes.
Right? I can do it. I'm going to play through
it. But that goes back to
the
trust that maybe Ra had in him.
Clearly.
All right? Clearly. He's going to bounce back.
Clearly.
He's going to bounce. He's going to come out of this. Bob, he's going to come out of this. And that's something that you, as a coach, sometimes when you have a veteran quarterback or something like that, you have to sell yourself on it sometimes.
I just think it's fair with all of that now to be like, huh, all right. Seemed like we all kind of saw what was happening,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not great.
I don't. I think it's I think it's more than you just saying it like that. Like, we all saw it, so how come y'all didn't see it? Obviously, they got eyes, but I don't know. You view it from, he's a veteran quarterback. He can come out of this. He's played a lot of football.
Yeah.
Maybe he can get out of this rut. These are the things that I don't know, Roz, that thinking about the whole thing.
And again, sort of benefit of the doubt, if you're willing to give it, on their side.
And he got it a lot.
They sure they asked him.
Yeah.
I'm sure they talked.
I'm sure they talked to the trainers. And it was a lot. And I'm sure he said something probably. But I'm assuming that it's worse than he thought it was.
I have to assume he lied.
Yes.
I have to assume he lied convincingly.
Yes.
And because if he gave you an idea of, like, I don't know, it's kind of feeling funny. Like, hey, maybe let's sit you down for a
week or
two.
Because that's about, he wasn't limited or not. He practiced.
Right.
He didn't take any reps off.
Exactly. So that's where I have to go.
So
if I'm
watching my quarterback practice.
He had to have lied convincingly. Yes. And unwaveringly. Otherwise, if I see you throw four interceptions in a game that we lost by 4 points that we should have won, and you played like that, and you come to me and, I don't know, my shoulder kind of feels funny. It's like, all right, we got to sit you down for a week, right?
But he's
like,
practicing. But the thing, he's practicing all week.
I know, but
he's not on the injury report. He's not going to get treatment for it at the Falcons facility that we know of. There's a place you can get treatment at.
That's him lying.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's him lying.
Yes.
I'm saying if there was any indication from him that the shoulder was banged up before yesterday.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yesterday, if I'm Raheem and yesterday is the first time I've heard my shoulder got whatever he said in the Saints game, and that's the first time I heard him say that,
mm-hmm.
boy, am I probably throwing something
at my
TV.
You want to punch him in his face?
Yeah.
You want to go punch him in his damn face?
Yeah.
But, I mean, but that goes back to Kirk ain't dumb. This is calculated as hell.
Oh,
this
Kirk knows what he's doing.
He probably gave him the damn question to ask. Make sure you ask me about what happened last year.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
So this man,
I don't want to throw the NFL Network people under the bus like that.
This man is angling, rightfully so.
Oh, of course.
He's brilliant. Him and his agent.
It's not going to matter.
That's the thing. If you're a guy on a team and he's constantly coming in, you're going to look at him side-eye.
Yeah.
You're going to look at him side-eye.
That's the thing to me. Like, I get why they're doing it, but at the same time, it's not going to get him traded.
No.
The Falcons are –
no.
The outcome is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is going to be an unrestricted free agent because he got cut.
Yes.
Okay. I guess coming out and doing this now, maybe you think that might change that? The only thing that changes for me is, Kirk Cousins is a guy that – withholds information from his team.
His teammates.
Cool.
His teammates are going to look at him differently. If I'm ownership, I look at him side eye.
Yeah.
I do.
Like, to me, he made himself look worse on the open market yesterday than better.
Yeah.
Like, their plan was to try to be like, it was just an injury.
Call
I'm still really good.
Straight.
I'm still really good.
No trade clause. He ain't nobody trading for Kirk Cousins.
I don't think so either. I think he looks worse. I get why they tried it, but I don't think it's going to work. Again, now I got to look at the Falcons because they're the team that's here. They're not going anywhere. They're not leaving. they're the ones that we talk to and root for and all that kind of stuff. All right, we'll come back. What is it? What are we going to get to? We'll talk some NBA trade deadline. I don't know. We got Falcons draft stuff. We'll figure it out. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What a great song. Short but epic run.
Hey.
Yeah.
Dirty. He was a wild boy.
I don't got any problem with you, me, but I have a little problem with you, not me. Yeah, that's the problem I always had, too.
Wild boy, man.
I don't have a problem with you not doing it. No, I have a problem with you not doing it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle as we'll continue to look ahead to the Super Bowl on Sunday, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NBA trade deadline is a little more than a day away. Keeping an eye on that as well as there was a trade earlier today. I don't think you can call it a blockbuster, but names you're familiar with. Kyle Kuzma headed to Milwaukee. Chris Middleton headed to Washington. It's a pretty solid little nail in the coffin for Chris Middleton's career right there, unfortunately.
I think Middleton, he just, once the injuries came, man.
Yeah, it's not
he was so good.
He was having a great.
When they won the championship?
Yeah. Goodness, he was such an important player for what they did. And he's been hurt. He hadn't played more than, I think, 50 games in any of the last three seasons. He's been hurt most of this season, and that kind of is what it is.
How about Joel coming back? Triple-double last night.
Who was it?
Joel Embiid.
Oh, I know. Hey, yeah, God, he looked triple, fantastic.
With the triple-double last night, they won a nice game against against Dallas. Mm-hmm. And then you were telling me, because I didn't watch the game, but I saw the score this morning. The Lakers beat the hell out of the Clippers. He said LeBron was showing off of Luka.
Oh, yeah.
Like Sunday at the park and the pretty girls walking around.
Exactly right. It's exactly right. It was the pretty girls in the sundress are on the sidelines.
Yeah, at the park.
Yeah, some new shoes on. Uh-huh. And you're trying shots you haven't tried in years. Dude, LeBron looked so energized out there last night. I'm not joking. Like, I only watched like the first quarter and a half because it was the second game and it was late and all that. But
right.
the end of that, the Celtics-Cavs game was pretty good, too.
It was.
Cavs tried to come back and get it, but the Celtics were too much. Derek White's awesome. But yeah, no, LeBron, he was trying to, he's showing off for his new, his new running mate.
His new piece.
Yeah, his new running mate in Luka. Because Luka was on the sidelines last night in his Lakers stuff. Had his press conference yesterday, got introduced and all that. And yeah, no, LeBron looked excited to be playing with Luka. Looked pretty fired up about it.
Right.
I saw a graphic yesterday, and I was thinking about it. I didn't remember all the guys, but I saw a graphic yesterday of all like the probable future Hall of Famers that now LeBron's played with. It's crazy.
I saw it too.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Like the amount of guys. Now you add Luka to it. Obviously, AD was on it. Played with Shaq back in the day. Obviously, all the guys in Miami.
Right.
Like, he's had pretty star-studded teammates throughout his runs.
Yeah. I mean, these are throwing Kevin Love and Kyrie.
That was the only one where I was like, Kevin Love's going to the Hall of Fame. I guess it's the NBA and everybody goes to the Hall of Fame. But I was like, I don't know. Like, he's pretty good, but.
You don't think Minnesota gets in there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's like a lot of rebounds and outlet passes.
I mean, you could be right.
Yeah.
You could be right.
I don't know. That was just the only one. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to hate on Kevin Love. Why would I get up on a Wednesday and decide that's what I want to do? I saw the graphic and I was like, I don't know. That one feels a little generous. Like, they didn't have to. All the other guys were obvious. It's like Russell Westbrook, you know, and Dwayne Wade and all those guys. The Kevin Love one was a little bit like, all right, maybe could have left him.
But I understand that. But the maddest person about this Luka trick is Luka still look. Maybe he's just a reserved looking dude. But his daddy.
Oh, he's furious.
Oh, his daddy.
Yeah, you know why?
Yeah.
Because he missed out $120 million.
His daddy
is offended by the fact that he is no longer allowed to get $350 million on his next contract.
He's mad, man.
Yeah, that he had plans for that money.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to buy Slovenia.
Sasa Doncic had, man. You know how far $120 million goes in Slovenia? I don't, but I assume pretty far.
We're going to buy half of the country.
Yeah, that man had plans for that $120. He's like, dang, now Luka's got to play longer.
Yeah, so he's hot.
I will say this. Like, Luka showed up to the press conference. You know, he's got his sweater on, whatever. Button up, looking nice for the presser. That man's not fat.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I don't know if he's like, I don't know if he's in like the tip top shape of the NBA players.
He ain't gonna have no physique, man. He ain't gonna be like muscles ain't gonna be popping out of his uniform.
He never has.
No, he never has.
Probably could slim down a little bit, but he's been hurt. But like this idea that he's 270 and like, you know,
a sweater don't hide that.
He
much.
Looked the same to
unless,
me.
Unless he
that
got,
was a loose fitting sweater.
Unless,
but like,
unless he got one of them compression wrap tank tops.
Oh, you or think the, or he's the, wearing Spanx? Maybe
he might be have it pulled up to his chest. Pulled up to his chest.
If Luka was in Spanx yesterday at that press conference,
that'd be the greatest thing ever.
Then they got big problems.
That'd be the
in
greatest
Los
thing
Angeles.
Ever. If Luka ass was in Spanx, Luka in Spanx, have pulled up to his chest.
Yeah,
try to keep it all in. I don't know.
I don't think he was.
I think that you know when you look at, I mean, his former teammate who's there with him now, is it Markeith? Is he the one?
Yes.
Okay, he's like basically like what? I don't know what y'all are talking about. You know, as far as out of shape, could he do what he does if he's out of shape and all that stuff? And I view things so differently as far as the shape. He's in shape enough, meaning if he's not in shape, how the hell did he get them all the way to the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah.
Now, there's different types of conditioning.
Did it show up, I guess, as the season went on, I suppose,
well,
but it showed up. Seven or five games into the finals.
But you think about it, sometimes it's like, you know, some athletes are more superior as far as their conditioning and fitness. Now, that don't mean he ain't out of shape. That means he just ain't as good a shape as he's in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joel Embiid be out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell because he's dragging his ass. I know he's a big dude, but he – so, I mean, this dude is – first of all, he's irritated. You made a fool out of him, I think. I think you made a fool of him. And this dude is pissed off. I'm talking about Luka. And I think Luka's going to be awesome.
Well, it's just one of those things where it's
I think
like,
he's going
to
be awesome.
Are you really willing to mortgage your future? Because that's what it is for the Mavericks and their GM and all that.
He's going
to
go back to Nike. He don't care.
On the idea, I guess. I wouldn't hire him back.
He's going to go back to Nike.
When you traded Luka.
He's going to go back to Nike.
Nah, you're out of here, bro.
He got plenty of contacts.
Yeah, I get, yeah, that's true. But still, he could be remembered as the dumbest GM in the history.
That's true.
Then that, you know, I mean, whatever. You get your job at Nike and you have money and all that. But, I mean, if this flops and Luka goes to L.A. and wins championships and looks great for the next decade, we're all going to remember that guy.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Nico Harrison.
Nico Harrison. That's going to be the guy. We're going to remember Nico Harrison as the guy that traded Luka Doncic at 25 years old. Again, for something that can be fixed.
Yes.
It's not like he's... you know, guys get traded sometimes in the middle of their career because it's like, yeah, well, he buckles under pressure, or you know, the league is changing this way and he can't do this.
But
it's just like, okay, so you're trading him just because he's 25 and he's a little chubby?
He's chubby, and
that's
they don't
it?
And they don't feel, and from what they're trying to lean toward, they didn't feel comfortable giving him that kind of money.
Okay,
they didn't feel comfortable giving him the Supermax and all those different things. I guess
I don't know. Like, I think I was a little bit more. Because I was more on the Anthony Davis part of it on Monday. Like, I'm so much more like, you guys are idiots now. Like, the Mavericks are just stupid.
I mean, you just
blew it. It's just dumb.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not ready to do that. I think Luka's a damn good ball player. Do we trust Rob Pelinka to put the stuff around for him to be good?
Yeah, no, that's Dallas, okay, fair enough.
I think Dallas was built perfect for Luka.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the defenders that they have on the wing, with PJ and the two bigs down there, with another off-ball dynamic scoring Kyrie, I thought Dallas, they built the team perfect for Luka.
Right, but then that's not really on him, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if Luka goes on, if he plays the same that he has for the next 6 years the way that he has so far, then, you know, then that was it's crazy.
Right.
Like, now, if the Lakers don't win championships because Pelinka can't put guys around him, that obviously is a part of it too, but that's not really on him.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
So it's like, and then also Dallas has to build their team and win championships too. The only way they don't look totally idiotic in this situation is if Luka completely falls off the face of the earth and falls apart, like they're seemingly predicting that he's going
Correct.
To. Like, whatever. If he's got some sort of thing that we don't know about and he can't get it right, and he's hurt for the rest of his career, then they look like they got it right. Even if they win in Dallas, championship probably would absolve you, but they win in Dallas and Luka goes on to play the way that he's played, even if he doesn't win a championship, you still trade a 25-year-old guy in the middle of his, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You look dumb.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the thing. And if you look at it from where you are as Nico, as the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, this was, I hate saying personal, because business.
It had to have been.
But
it had to have been personal.
It seemed like how emphatic he was. This is my decision.
It had to have been.
And then how Jason Kidd didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the one thing about it. Because obviously it had to be Nico and Pelinka. They were together talking and blah, blah, blah. All right. I'm going to call Jeannie Buss. You call whoever the owner is for the Mavericks. Because if what has come out true about how Rob Pelinka talked him down of more,
right,
then that's even bad. Because he's talking about you could have had Cole, what's the boy's name? Austin Reeves. The boy from Tennessee.
Oh, Dalton Connect.
Dalton Connect.
I'm sure he could have.
And another draft pick.
Yeah, because that's the thing about it.
Like,
that's what makes
you out of it?
That's what makes me believe that it has to be personal because he took so little.
And
he
only
was just
one
like,
team.
He was just like, that's fine. Just. You take him?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Sure.
And then Pelinka, maybe when he realized he might have a little bit of the upper hand in the negotiation, was like, well, if he's as terrible as you say he is, if he's as fat as you say he is and such a jerk like you say he is, I don't think I can give you two draft picks. I think I can only give you one.
Do you
think? And then Harrison's like, yeah, no, you're right. He does suck. I do hate him. I guess I'll just take one draft pick. That's the only theory that I can wrap my head around.
Do you think he said?
Is that dude hates him.
Do you think he said, or one of them said, are you sure? You sure?
I had to have. Like, at a certain point, you have to be like, hey, don't. Like, you have to be just reminding yourself to have a poker face.
Yeah.
Because you cannot believe the fortune that life has befalled upon you.
Are you sure?
To have this guy be the perfect guy to be the general manager of the Mavericks at the right. And again, let me
you sure?
not completely take a crap on this guy, because who knows what's going to happen and maybe it'll work out for him. He is also the guy that was universally celebrated the last couple of years for going and getting Kyrie and making it work, getting P.J. Washington and making it work,
because
Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford.
Because
he built a roster.
Because he has a personal relationship with these guys coming from Nike.
Yeah.
And I think that was the one selling point that he had to give to the ownership of Dallas to bring Kyrie in. He was telling him about his personal relationship with Kyrie and everything as far as all the Nike thing. You heard it yesterday with A.D. When A.D. came over, A.D.'s a Nike guy. Mm-hmm. He's been knowing Nico for years.
Right.
And so...
Which... Okay, cool.
Yeah, but
just because you know some people shouldn't trade Luka for him.
But I'm just saying that's the relationship that he has. He has relationships with a lot of these players. That's why I was like, is there another big Nike guy?
They're all Nike guys.
But they love this dude, though.
Right.
Because they love his brother.
He's been paying $1 million
That's true, but like, again, it's a personal relationship. Yes, yeah. Obviously the money is there, but he has a personal relationship with these dudes. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, even the most millionaires, personal relationship means something.
Sure.
And so when you have that kind of relationship with a guy, if you're 80, you're not, well, damn. You know who the guy is who traded for you. Mm-hmm. And you feel like he may have believed in you, but you're Anthony Davis. So, I mean, all 30 teams believe in
him. Yeah, I mean, you know.
But, yeah, this is going to be – it's a fun trade. I think Luke and LeBron's going to work. That's my thought process. I just do.
I do, too.
I mean,
who has LeBron not worked with?
He works with everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody works with LeBron.
Yeah, that's why, you know,
he's the ultimate
Charles Barkley
chess piece.
And everybody, they'll
figure it out.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
They will. They're going to be fine.
LeBron's played with every different type of player you could possibly play with in the last 20 years, and it's worked with all of them.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Hell, now his defense might go back up a little bit because he got to run the offense the whole game.
Yeah, LeBron will be perfectly happy to let Luka have a high percentage of the usage on offense.
Yes.
LeBron's got nothing to prove.
Yes.
Okay?
None at all.
He's the leading scorer in the history of the NBA. He's like third in assists. All the stuff he's done is outrageous. All right, let me rest a little bit on offense. My shooting's better. You got his three-point shooting
back. The best that it's ever been.
LeBron's a 3-and-D guy now, basically. Yeah, the ultimate 3-and-D guy now for the Lakers. You just let Luka run the offense and let LeBron sort of fade to the corner and do his thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he probably will be more effective because of this. I think it'll work.
Yeah, I think.
Do wonder if they got one more trick up their sleeve.
I mean, I like what Rob Blake is basically saying. Well, yeah, the market for a good center is pretty dry.
Well, you just had one.
You just had one. Yeah, but I mean, he's one of the best ones. There's not him out there.
No.
Yeah, there's not Anthony Davis out there. But I tell you,
should have asked for a center back because they got two of them.
And that's why I was wondering. I was like, why didn't they get Lively?
Why don't you ask for Lively?
Yeah,
back?
But Lively's. I think Lively's hurt right now. But
can I interest you in a Clint Capella?
I mean, we said it last week.
Like, how do you feel about a guy named Clint?
Does that not make sense for them to go get Clint?
Clint's got to have a relationship with someone on that roster from something. Maybe not. Markieff Morris, maybe was a Clipper? Nope, he was a Rocket. No, nope. Never mind.
Relationship. But we go back to what we were talking about, like, on edge. Like, if you listen, I listened to the clip this morning, like, how Draymond's talking all of a sudden. Draymond, no, he might. How funny and crazy would it be if they put Draymond in the trade to get KD back to Golden State?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be crazy.
That'd be so crazy.
That would be crazy. Or to get LeBron. Like, if they went and got LeBron, because he's always wanted to play with LeBron.
And you got
to
get rid of Draymond?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. The only way we'll give you LeBron is if you give us Draymond. He wears 23. We can't have two 23s.
Would the Heat, would the Phoenix Suns trade away Kevin Durant so they can get Jimmy Butler?
I think so.
That would be the dumbest damn thing.
It would be
ever.
Dumb, but I think that might be how it works. I think, because it's going to take five teams.
Yeah, I understand that.
And Bradley Beal is going to have to be involved.
Yes.
Maybe not if Kevin Durant is involved.
Kevin Durant is gone, you can bring Jimmy.
Then you can bring Jimmy in. No, I do think ultimately that is what happens. I think Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, and a couple of other teams are involved in like a four-team trade.
I think that's what's going on now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying,
you know who the Hawks need to call? Is the Bulls. Because those guys just get fleeced.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they do.
And they want to get fleeced.
They traded Zach LaVine.
Did you see that little-ass plane he got off this morning?
To help out the Spurs to get De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
And no offense, but like, all they got back was American white guys.
Yep.
They got back Zach Collins and Kevin Huerter. And a pick that used to be theirs.
Yes.
Like, that's fleece. It's fleece. Fleece as white as snow. That's what that is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.